Yesterday, as I'm sure your listeners are aware, there was a big national strike of public sector workers, over a million, with huge demonstrations. Possibly in response to this, the government minister responsible for public service administration convened a meeting, and so the strike has been suspended while we wait to see what he proposes at the meeting, which is being held today, Thursday, at 6 p.m. South African time. And we obviously all hope that he will come up with some big improvements in the government's offer, which can be recommended to the membership for acceptance.
What will specifically be the workers' demand? What will be your choice? What would you want the government to do? Because obviously you are not satisfied with what the government has proposed so far.
Well, the basic demands haven't changed. The main ones are for an 8.6% salary increase and for a 1,000 rand housing allowance. And obviously I can't, on the media, start speculating as to what might or might not be acceptable. That is something for the negotiating teams on both sides to get stuck into in the meeting later today.
Some of your members I spoke to said you should be able to push the government hard because the government has not lived up to certain promises they made in the past. Will this be part of your negotiations when you meet the government today?
Well, obviously the unions always push any employer as hard as possible, and the government is no exception. We have from the outset not accepted the argument that there is no money available. This is a government which has wasted millions of rands on World Cup tickets for its top officials and five-star hotel accommodation for government ministers and senior civil servants. And we think that if they're serious about national priorities, then paying their hard-working public servants a decent wage is ought to be a priority. And certainly at the moment, they aren't at all reasonable, particularly given that South Africa is the most unequal society in the world. And while the divisions are even worse in the private sector, even in the public sector, the gap between the workers at the lowest levels and the ones at the very top are still enormous. And so you need a substantially above inflation increase if you're going to start to narrow that gap, which everybody in principle says they want to do, but obviously it's going to cost money.
What will be COSATU's expectations when you meet the government today?
Well, I don't like speculating on what might or might not. We simply don't know what the government is coming up with. But obviously, it must be a better offer than the last one, which our members overwhelmingly rejected.
What will be your message to both your members as well as the government as you get set for this evening's meeting?
We would say be patient, but be vigilant. We hope that a settlement will be reached over the next few days, but we must be prepared, if necessary, to take forward the mandate which our members have given us very clearly to mobilize action in the event of an acceptable offer not being presented to, at the meeting.